This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. An American icon has passed away. Looking out on the morning rain. Aretha Franklin, the American singer known to millions of fans around the world as the Queen of Soul, has passed away at the age of 76. Franklin died today in her hometown of Detroit, where she'd been under hospice care after a long battle with cancer. Born March 25, 1942, in Memphis, Tennessee, Franklin was raised in Detroit. Her talent was recognized at a young age as she played piano and sang hymns at church services. She rocketed to national fame in 1967 with a series of hit singles including Chain of Fools, Natural Woman, and her most famous song, Respect, her first number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100.
Well, then it was kind of, as you say, a woman's anthem, a battle cry, a mantra. But everyone wants respect. Everyone needs respect, from the young to the very old.
President Trump offered his sympathies today.
Well, I want to begin today by expressing my condolences to the family of a person I knew well. She worked for me on numerous occasions. She was terrific. Aretha Franklin, on her passing. She's brought joy to millions of lives, and her extraordinary legacy will thrive and inspire many generations to come. She was given a great gift from God, her voice, and she used it well. People loved Aretha. She's a special woman, so I just want to pass on my warmest best wishes and sympathies to her family.
Former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle said through her compositions and unmatched musicianship, Aretha helped define the American experience. In her voice, we could feel our history, all of it, in every shade, our power, our pain, our darkness, our light. This is VOA News. Arab media reports Egypt has been trying to negotiate a prisoner swap between Israel and Hamas amid a broader effort by the Trump administration to reach a global settlement among Israel, the Palestinians, and the Arab world. Meanwhile, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas told a meeting of the Fatah group that he would oppose such a peace deal. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Arab media reported Israel began allowing trucks to deliver various goods into Gaza through the main Kerem Abu Salem border crossing after a visit Wednesday by Egypt's intelligence chief Abbas Kamel to negotiate a prisoner swap with Israeli officials in Tel Aviv. Egyptian analyst Saeed Sadek tells VOA that Egypt has not given up on an inter-Palestinian agreement.
All these negotiations are concentrating on several issues. Reconciliation between Fatah and Hamas. Second topic is ceasefire. Third topic, exchange of prisoners' bodies and this issue. And fourth is the so-called deal of the century.
Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi met with Saudi King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in the Saudi town of Neom several days ago amid some reports that they had discussed the Trump administration's peace plan. Hundreds of protesters took part in a March of Mothers in Moscow on Wednesday evening, calling for young people detained for being part of an extremist group to be released on the grounds of their poor health. Protesters walked under umbrellas in pouring rain, carrying soft, stuffed animals, which they said represented the vulnerability of the prisoners, in particular 18-year-old Anna Pavlikova and 19-year-old Maria Dubovic. But protest organizer Tatiana Lezareva said the issue was broader than the specific case of the two women, saying she did not want similar detentions to become some kind of norm, which protesters called unjust and inhumane. U.S. Secretary of Treasury Steve Mnuchin says the U.S. is ready to impose more sanctions on Turkey if detained American pastor Andrew Brunson is not released from house arrest. Mnuchin made the statement Thursday during a cabinet meeting with the president, attended by journalists. Earlier this month, the U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned Turkey's ministers of Justice and Interior in response to Brunson's detention. The pastor has lived in Turkey for 20 years and heads an evangelical congregation of about two dozen people in the port city of Izmir. Turkey accuses Brunson of espionage. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.